Privilege to speak to you the last Sunday of the year, and I try to approach going into next season with a word from the God saying, okay, what's it supposed to look like? What do you want to convey to your people? And I was drawn to the story of Job. See, now everyone who knows Job will have various reactions to that. How many are up for a season of Job? So what's interesting about that is I only got one word. I was having a conversation with Marcus recently, and I think I shared it with him because he was sharing some things that the Lord had spoken to him. And the word was abundantly. Okay, now let's look at Job from a different perspective, right? Abundantly. Okay? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, speak to your people, and even more so, God, I just ask that they would be open to receive the blessing that you wish to bestow upon them for this season. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So what do I mean by this? I see God doing three things this season abundantly. I see abundant provision, I see abundant protection, and I see abundant peace. That's what I see for this season. I don't know what you're going to walk through. I know 2024 had some great things for me and had some awful things for me. And, you know, I had two grandchildren birth, right? That's pretty cool. I had a lot of people die, a lot of that were close to me totally disrupt my life, and it continues to disrupt my life. It has made everything unsettled. But all kinds of things, I'm sure you have had all kinds of things happen to you, circumstances of life. We all go through them, but none of us, to my knowledge, have gone through what Job went through. Now, how many of you know the story of Job? Right? Pretty much everyone. Job pretty much had it all. He was in good standing with man, and he was in great standing with God, right? What better place to be? And Job lost it all, except his good standing with God. God took his protection, he took his provision, he took his peace all away. Now, I'm jumping right to the end of the story, so I'm saving you 41 chapters. Told you I was going to go quick. So Job 42, verse 10. Blessings. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. How many of you could use some restoration? And gave him twice as much as he had before, abundantly. He just doesn't restore things to the way they were. He makes them so much better. Like the song, it just keeps getting better. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. Expect blessings from places you weren't expecting it. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. I'm assuming he had the property to maintain the care of that number of animals. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemimiah. The second, and don't get caught up in my pronunciation, Keziah, and the third, Karen Hapak. I probably would have picked 3 different names. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters. Now, it kind of struck me. I don't know what you're known for, but often a father is known for his children. And it's not necessarily what they look like, but who they are. And I read this different when it said that, because I wasn't thinking about, oh, they're pretty. I was thinking about, these are beautiful people. Job was blessed with beautiful children. What do I mean? Favor. When you saw them, you're drawn to want to know them. Do you understand what a blessing that is to parents when their children are seen as beautiful? And their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers, which was not heard of at that time. Blessing, where you don't expect blessing. After this, Job lived. I thought that was the most important thing to say. The time is irrelevant. Full. Job lived full. 2025 is going to be a season of abundantly for you. So I just have a few verses to share. Then we're going to have a time of ministry, like I said. Start preparing your hearts now. Start talking to God even while I'm talking. Start sharing with him the things that are on your heart that you'd like him to fill. Places that he needs to touch that you just need abundantly. You just need the abundance of God. Let these verses just encourage you. Philippians 4:11. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who strengthens me. You're going to be abundantly strengthened in 2025. Circumstances are not going to move you. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet or supply all my needs. My God will supply all my needs. My needs are his concern. That weight is lifted off of me. I no longer have to be concerned. My God meets all my needs. According to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, he has all the resources of heaven available to you. Your needs will be met. There's things some of you guys have been crying out for years. The desires of your heart, some wants, but he's going to meet all your needs abundantly. You say, well, does that mean I get the desires of my heart and the wants? That's not what I said. I said he's going to meet all your needs abundantly. Well, what about that? If you don't get that, your desire is going to change. Often I see God move in my life, and what he gives me isn't what I was expecting. It's just so much more that I would have settled for less if I would have kept pursuing what I thought I wanted. He will meet all your needs if you'll learn to rest in him. Let him strengthen you and rise you above whatever life brings. Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Other versions say, I shall not want. You will not lack for anything in 2025. James 1:2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. 2024 was a hoot. I mean, it was a political season. It was just nasty. There is nothing good ever on the news reporting. It is just bitter and ugly. It is not good. Trials, tribulations, I don't know if you can relate. It was sure a chaotic mess. You know, and it may still be in 2025. You won't care. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. 2025, abundantly. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world there is trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. There's powers in the scripture, if you guys will pay attention and let it saturate you. The Lord's speaking to you for the upcoming season. Listen to what he's saying. Get your eyes off the mess. Get it on the one who makes you not care about the mess. It's the songs that turn our eyes upon Jesus, and the things of earth grow dim. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In another version, it says, have it abundantly. 2025, you are going to have life abundantly. Now, I have one last verse, and we're going to go to time of ministry. Short. You're blessed. So if you'll all stand. That means I can't talk too much longer, because you'd be... I'd like the leadership team to come down and form a blessing tunnel. And we are going to do this as orderly as we have ever done it. And you're going to be blessed, and you're going to be touched by God, and he's going to meet the needs you have. And then I want a couple prayer teams for those that want specific prayer after they've walked through the tunnel to be blessed. Okay? So form a tunnel that way. That way. We're going to come through this way. They're just going to speak blessings over you as you walk through. Last verse. I hope you're thinking big. Really, I hope you're thinking big for this year. I want your expectations high. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In another version, it says this. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, exceedingly abundantly. There's your word for 2025, above all that you ask or think. So Heavenly Father, I just ask right now that your people would open up their hearts and their lives for your excess this year. And I pray that even as they come today and walk through this tunnel, God, that it would just be an act of faith that they're going to receive all that you have for them this year. Father, you have so much more for them than they could ever imagine. And I just pray that they would walk in the fullness and blessing of kingdom life in this season of 2025, and that through their lives, you would be glorified. And we bless you, God, and we thank you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name.